You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
In a world filled with chaos and confusion, in an echo chamber filled with lies and deception, comes a ray of light. Live from Madison, Wisconsin, it's John and Gordy in the morning on 92.7 WMDX.
This is WMDX 92.7. It's, let's see here, John Peterson, Gordy Young, and then let me see here, in the other room, it's Domley?
There it is, yep.
All right. Yes.
Dominic Lee.
Everybody's here and accounted for.
Yes, we are.
Yes.
Yep, right on time.
Well, they got a lot of construction around this area, I think. You know, we're seeing a lot of pickup trucks in the parking ramp for some reason, you know?
Yeah. Well, why
would
that be?
What the hell is going on? I don't know. There must be some high-rises going in around here.
Yeah, they're building all over the city, yeah.
I'm just waiting for the parking ramp to collapse.
Well,
that's I know it's a positive way of thinking, but I
I wonder how old that parking ramp is, the Carroll Street.
Yeah, I wonder. Yeah. Yeah.
It does look like the ceilings are bowed a little bit. They kind of bend down.
Well,
lots of cracks and
Does anybody want to tell them that just patching it over with some mortar doesn't necessarily take care of the gigantic cracks that go through the entire floor?
Well, you know, we'll just wait and see.
I don't know. We're waiting and seeing.
They close it down every once in a while just to clean the, you know, the pavement, I guess.
Clean it or, you know, maintain the structural integrity of the building.
I don't know.
Maybe they'll ask for some books to hold up one of the floors like we were holding up our microphones.
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, happy Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Made it through a Monday.
Well, I don't know if we've made it through any kind of day.
No.
You know, I mean, we're in a dictatorship. There really is no good day.
Right.
You know, just there are better days than some.
Yeah.
So here we are.
Yeah, you're right. You know, I mean, people keep saying, well, it looks like we're headed toward a dictatorship. Looks like that could be happening.
Yeah.
You know, we're already there.
Yes, I know.
We're trying to figure out how to get out.
How to get out of this thing, or it gets worse. You know, we know it's going to get worse.
Oh.
So, worser.
Worser.
But, yeah, it's not a good look to the rest of the world.
No.
And having this guy, this orange muffin, get up there in front of the entire world, announcing, you know, his big success in Israel, just was so embarrassing. I mean, it just goes on and on and on, just does not stop.
Yeah,
what is wrong? Oh my God, you know, it's just outrageous. And I think that Bibi didn't show up necessarily for the big event.
Why was that?
He had to be someplace else. He was actually told that he couldn't be there or else by another world leader.
Is that so?
Yeah. At least that's what I read. So, look, you know, I don't talk about it very much because it's a ceasefire, and it makes my blood boil that this was allowed to go on for so long, and so many people lost their lives for so long, and this is not a victory in any way, shape, or form for me. It's just it's an acquiescence to violence, and you know, for me, it's genocide. You know, we all have our opinions on this. My sons have convinced me of that. I mean, they were very, very adamant about this a while ago. They were really, really disappointed in Joe Biden. And at that point, I was saying, well, you know, it's historical. We never really draw a line in the sand for Israel. We just keep giving them funding. They didn't understand that. They didn't want to go along with that. And I'm with them on that. I should have sided with them immediately.
Well, you know, you're right. And but now the hostages have been released, and supposedly this peace agreement is in place. Yeah. And
hostages that are still alive.
Yes. Yes. Right.
The remains and the bodies of the people who didn't make it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the stories of the hostages that were killed indiscriminately by the military. It all of it is so nightmarish.
Yeah.
And now the woman who's in charge of CBS, her little network covered that war and made it seem like children weren't starving in Gaza.
Mm.
It was just, that's the kind of stuff we're going to get from CBS now.
Yeah.
It's not good. No.
Well, the humanitarian relief is finally coming. Of course, when you look at the buildings that are...
The before and after picture?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
It's just...
Wow.
The whole place is devastated.
I mean, it's hard to believe. It looked like that once. A bustling city.
Yeah.
And then it's just flat.
Yeah.
Rubble.
Just rubble.
Wow.
Everywhere. Yeah.
And they did that with a clear conscience. Yeah. You know, their way of telling Hamas that they're not going to take that stuff anymore.
Right.
And they wiped out how many? I can't. What was the final number on this for the Palestinian death toll? I can't remember
it was
now.
Thousands.
Yeah, something like 60,000, 70,000.
Something.
I don't know. I'm just guessing at that point, but I think it's a large number.
Yep, 70,000.
Oh, is it? Okay.
70,000, yeah. Over 70,000.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well,
that's another bright story to cover here. What I'm saying is that I don't like to talk about it because it's just a very big disappointment.
Yeah.
And, everybody, for the megas out there who are celebrating this, this is another, poke in the eye to the Democrats and liberals, all right? And that's all they care about. And, oh, boy, another victory for Trump, even though we allowed this to go as we did. I got a story about that. We're gonna get into this a little bit, an audio cut of Trump touting the wonders of weaponry.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to that. But other than that, about it.
Well, one other part of the story, there's a lot of parts to this story, but... both Joe Biden and Bill Clinton publicly congratulated Donald Trump.
Yes, I'm really disappointed in all of that.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. I was stunned and shocked and thinking, wait a minute, this is a ceasefire.
Yeah.
And again, we'll talk about this a little later, but Joe Biden also had a very similar experience. Of course, the Democrats never talked about it. He had 100 prisoners released, which is a lot more, and had a ceasefire, similar to this, oddly. I didn't know about it, and I don't know if many people remember it.
Right. Well, life in America goes on. Here we are.
So, okay.
Hold your hand.
And that's a preface to my kind of a partial day off yesterday. I just had to pull away from the news. I just had to stop.
Well, there's too much of it. Yes, you have to get away from the fire hose of bad news.
Right.
Every once in a while.
And, for every story we cover on this show, there's like 30 or 15 other stories that I had to weed through and say, no, but it was depressing as hell reading through those. And then we finally picked the final story. But, combing through all this stuff and then, picking the one that's most depressing for everybody this morning so we can bring your world up as you go to
great.
Work.
Yes. Yeah, well, closer to home, the John Nolan project is underway now.
Yes, now we can complain about that.
Oh, yeah.
certainly.
Now, you used John Nolan yesterday, Dom.
I did.
You said it wasn't really all that bad.
And I'll be honest, I left here around 1, and it really wasn't awful. But like you said before the show started, give it some time, Dominic. Give it some time.
Wow.
Now I'm scared.
That sounds like me. Yeah. This guy,
You just wait.
I have a problem. I have speed bumps being put in front of my house.
I wonder why
I hate speed bumps more than anything, but they're putting them there.
How many?
Just to rub it in my face, I think.
You think two or three along there, that there stretch?
There are three, but there aren't any exactly in front of my house.
Okay.
Because I'm at the top of the hill.
Yeah.
They didn't put any at the bottom, but they put them all before the hill. Mm-hmm. So,
how's the space car take those speed
space
bumps?
Space car.
Is it bottom out or anything?
Well, pretty soon. Pretty soon I'll be replacing the ball joints suspension? Or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
I've had to do that on two Priuses and the Highlander. So I'm waiting for the day that I have to redo them.
So you're like me. You don't slow down that much for the speed.
No, I don't. I don't.
Well, Gordy, at your new house, don't you have a few speed bumps?
Yes.
Yes. It's right next to your house, too.
Yeah.
They're all over the place.
Well, you know, here's the thing. You know, sometimes they surprise you. You don't see them.
Well, right.
And That's when you really get mad,
right.
Okay? I mean, that is just, I have
sneak
bottomed out.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a speed bump. People don't really drive on the street very often, but it's, you know, where Hilldale and Midvale Boulevard is, and University Avenue. If you go back along the railroad tracks by the grocery store, there's only one speed bump.
It's like I take that shortcut all the time.
It's like a joke.
Yeah.
You know, there's this one speed bump. We're going to put one back there.
Yeah,
they won't see it coming.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did I hit that baby? Whoa.
Get airborne, did you?
You almost picture the whole suspension on the bottom coming off and the top of the car flying in another direction. Jeez.
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking, where the hell did that come from?
Yeah. Makes it fun, you know, and just a little surprise when you drive along.
That's what I always say.
Yeah. Well, hey, weather for today looks okay. It's a little chilly this morning, 45 degrees currently. Highs today in the mid-60s. We'll see some sunshine this morning mixed in with some clouds, and the clouds will be on the increase through the day. Just a little while, we're going to talk to Lisa Bernard from the Dane County Humane
Society.
Take a
look at some sad pets.
Yeah, know. Well, yeah. She sent the pictures.
Oh,
you
yeah?
You see them over here. Yeah.
Oh.
And, we have two dogs and a cat, I think.
You know, all these things are going on all the time.
No, there's a dog, there's a cat, and...
A bunny.
Is that a bunny?
That's a bunny.
See it with this picture. It's like a thumbnail picture here.
You know, those bunnies, you just put them right out in the middle of the yard. Hawk comes by and... adopts the pet.
I don't think that's...
I'm sorry about that. I've been waiting for all of...
You keep your thoughts to yourself about...
I've been waiting for that to happen in my yard with those damn rabbits. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, can't wait to talk to Lisa Bernard.
You can't bring that up.
Oh, my.
No.
No, we can't.
No, we won't bring this up.
Can we rewind and erase this portion of the show? Okay.
I'm sorry.
A little bit later on, we're going to talk to Amy Horak, too, from David J. Franks and Jesse Christensen. We had him in a week or two ago, and he's going to talk a little bit more about some of the cannabis laws that they're kicking around.
Oh, my God.
Just getting going on a Tuesday morning. John Peterson, Gordy Young, Dominic Lee, and you when you come back from this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
What's trending? What's trending? You can ask me what's trending. What's trending? You can ask me what's trending.
You're going to ask. Got a few things here. Trending.
Right.
WMDX 92.7. John and Gordy in the morning. Dom on the controls, and a few things just floating by here this morning.
Yep. It is 6:23. We have partly cloudy skies. We'll see more clouds through the day and highs in the mid-60s. Right now, 45 degrees. Yeah. What's the sunrise and sunset time?
All right. Sunrise time is about 10 after 7 this morning.
Okay.
And good. Tonight, right. About 16 after 6.
Okay. Good. Good to know.
Sunset.
All right. You know, I got moved in to the new place on the other side of town yesterday.
Pretty much. Heavy stuff, right?
The heavy stuff today.
Okay.
Early this morning.
All right.
They're going to take the desk and the hutch and the couch. And
the big stuff, man.
Everything except the piano. The piano's got to have a special mover.
No.
And that's next Tuesday.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
really?
So that's going to take a while.
Is this the last straw for you on the piano thing? I mean,
I love this piano.
I know you do, but
I don't play it very much.
It's not the, you know.
Once or twice a year, I sit down and play a few songs, and then I know.
Well,
but I don't want to. I don't want to just give it away, and I don't know. It's a beautiful.
It's kind of hard giving pianos away now, isn't it?
It is.
So.
Yeah, people are giving them away.
I know when I had an apartment, I had like a 100-gallon fish tank and a 55-gallon fish tank, and I thought, I'm not carrying these all over the damn place. You know, I had to give up my hobby. Right. And, so.
Well, this is a Baldwin Acrosonic spinet piano. It's really nice.
Is that a good
It's a high-quality piano.
All right.
But, I don't want to give it up. I like it.
All right.
So, well, I'm not so there, forcing damn it. I'm not keeping the piano. Others have tried to talk me out of keeping
it. Yeah. But,
your family members.
Yes.
What if I buy it off you? Could I buy it off you?
Or, what would you... do you play piano?
I have before. Hot cross buns. Played a little bit of it.
Hot cross buns.
That's it. That's okay. All I
got. No, you don't... No, I'm not selling it. I'm keeping the piano, damn it. And that's all there is to it.
I got an idea.
Right. What?
You put it out by the roadside? And Sam will stop by and pick it up.
Yes, you will.
You're right. That could happen. Okay.
Sam, our former producer, seemed to, I guess, collect a lot of things he found on the roadside.
Yeah.
Great stuff. I can't believe he found half of the things he found.
He was really trying to talk me into taking this ping pong table that he saw. Hey, man, there's a really good ping pong table over there. You got to snatch it up right away. I'm like, I can't right now.
Oh.
I don't.
That must have just broke his heart when you didn't pick him up on that thing.
I know. Anyway.
All right, trending. We were talking about something trending here. Ex-Clarence Thomas clerk sounds alarm on expected Supreme Court moves. He's a former clerk to Justice Clarence Thomas. Boy, that must have been fun. issued a detailed warning about the Supreme Court's accelerating push to expand presidential power over federal agencies, coinciding with active cases that are before the court right now.
Hmm.
So, I know, and I think everybody's probably aware of the fact that Trump is challenging all of these cases and taking them to the Supreme Court because he knows he's going to get a thumbs up.
Hmm.
I think, he's been 100% so far,
pretty
close, I believe, from the court.
Right. Well,
so this is another example, and, firing independent agencies is something he shouldn't be able to do. That's why they're independent agencies. Right. That's why they're not allowed to be fired by the president.
Right.
It seems like for some reason the conservative Supreme Court justices just don't understand that concept. Okay, I got it. But seriously, hands off.
Right.
My God.
Have you heard about this video that's at the airports now?
Yeah.
Multiple airports refusing to play Kristi Noem's video that blames Democrats for the government shutdown.
Yeah.
Some of them are saying, no, we're not doing this.
It's ridiculous. It's unbelievable. Hey, I got a cut here from Jen Psaki. She was talking about this. She featured this. Why don't we check this out? This is cut 112, I believe.
All right.
Never in the history of government shutdowns have we seen something like this.
It is TSA's top priority to make sure that you have the most pleasant and efficient airport experience as possible while we keep you safe. However, Democrats in Congress refuse to fund the federal government.
What?
And because of this, many of our operations are impacted, and most of our TSA employees are working without pay.
I mean, think about how absurd that is. They control everything. That video has begun playing at airports across the country, and if you're traveling, you'll probably see it. We're seeing a similar blame game happening on pop-ups on all sorts of government websites that you log into. HUD's website says that the radical left shut the government down. You can see it on the screen. The State Department's website calls it a Democrat-led shutdown.
What?
The White House website has a banner that reads, Democrats have shut the government down, with a little clock counting the seconds since the government shut down. Now, all of that messaging, all of those posts on websites and the TSA video, all seems like it's pretty clearly illegal and a violation of the good old Hatch Act.
That's right. The Hatch Act. Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's some airports that are pushing back. Portland's airport's not playing it. And also Las Vegas, the Harry Reid International Airport, not playing it. And three airports in New York, LaGuardia and JFK, and whatever the third one is.
Well, you know, you can expect that from Portland. The Hatch Act, by the way, prohibits political activity while on duty in a federal building or in uniform and ensures federal programs are administered in a nonpartisan manner.
I'd say that Hatch Act is
a big violation right there. And
down the hatch.
No one's going to do anything about it.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Mm-mm. Just part of our world today.
Yep.
29 past the hour. We've got the Midwest Food and Farm Report right around the corner. And then we'll be back with Idiocracy for a Tuesday on John and Gordy on WMDX.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
This is grade A, weapons grade stupidity.
Just doing my civic duty, sir.
We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right
there. There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
You know, sometimes I think that we won't survive it, but we'll work our way through this in some way, shape, or form. WMDX 92.7, it's John and Gordy in the morning, keeping you awake,
happy, and
on your way to work.
Yes, we'll hold your hand as we go through the lack of democracy and the coming dictatorship, which is already here.
Yeah, which is here, yes.
Weather today, no problems, just partly cloudy and cool this morning, 45 right now. We'll see highs in the mid-60s, okay?
Oh, yeah. All right. You know, Big Brother got the upgrade, you know.
What do you mean?
The scariest thing I saw was, you know, in the movie, one battle after the next. Now, a lot of people that I know are going to see that, and they just love the movie, just love it. And it's hard to believe that when you see all the different scenes, like in previews and ads, it's hard to imagine that that's going to look good in the movie, but it all works so well, and it is just amazing. But one battle after another, and you see the military be able to track down anybody they want so easily because they have access to all the data. Well, you know, starting in December, Amazon's Ring cameras will scan and recognize faces. And if you don't want to be in the database, you'll have to avoid all the Ring doorbells that you might come across in your daily life.
How do you do that?
You don't.
Wow.
That's too bad, you know. You walk past a Ring doorbell and your face is suddenly there. It's now recorded. Recognized.
Do you have a Ring doorbell on your
house? I do. I have Ring doorbells all around my house.
Do you really? Wow. Okay.
I used them for cameras.
Okay.
So I put them on each side of the house, and when people walk by, it alerts me, and I can see who's out there.
So you just get a phone notification?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. You can turn off the notifications, by the way, and I do. But, you know, I've got a lot of Ring cameras, and I'm thinking, oh, no. Oh, no, they're really going to know who I am. Well, you
time
know,
to start wearing a mask again, says Robert from McFarland. Thanks for that.
There you go. Maybe, yes. Okay. Yes, we should do what the ICE agents are doing. They're on the cutting edge of everything.
Have you seen these masks that they have now with that look like celebrities? I saw a guy put on a mask on the internet.
Yeah,
and he looked just like Elvis. And it's like
really?
Skin tight.
Oh,
I mean, it's almost like see through or something.
The
like
see-through
scarves.
Thing I thought would be really good for something, an application like that.
Yeah.
And now they're doing it.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
They're like,
it's almost like a Mission Impossible mask, isn't it?
Yes. Like a nylon scarf or something. I mean, a material.
Are
you
sure
looking
it
at it?
Yeah, it works, I'm sure. But, man, I would not want to be seen looking like that. I don't know. I just don't know about that one.
Well, I'd like to actually see that. But if you've seen Mission Impossible, you know, they do like pull these things off.
I know.
It's just so wild, right?
Yeah.
It looks like it's like, you know, 8 inches thick when they pull these masks up. Well, wouldn't their head look extra large with those masks on?
You would think, yeah.
But anyway, you know, surveillance society, that's what it's come down to, right? Now, if you want to start up a political movement to stop Trump's authoritarianism.
Oh.
Well, guess what? They've got facial recognition on Ring doorbells, and they know who you are, and they can track you down just like that.
Wow.
And, oh, I don't even want to bring up the NSPM-7 that they now put in place, you know, the National Security Presidential Memorandum 7.
Oh, boy.
And with Ring's facial recognition and almost everyone in the country getting their face recognized, Trump has 3 more years to track you down, my friends. You.
Wow.
So, yeah. Get those windows tinted on your car.
Wow. So all these Ring doorbells are out there now that can do facial recognition?
Facial recognition.
Geez.
I honestly don't think you can turn it off, obviously. You need it to see who's there and what's going on. It kind of defeats the purpose of a Ring doorbell if you can't see who's there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know. Here's former Major General Randy Manner on the real enemy within, because, you know, I'm bringing up, of course, NSPM-7, which is a minority report set up by the administration, who wants to go out and arrest all liberals if they disagree with anything the Trump administration wants to do in this country. They want to arrest you because you don't agree. And this is, again, Major General Randy Manner, his perspective on who the real enemy within is.
And out front now, retired Major General Randy Manner. He served as the Deputy Commanding General of the U.S. Army. I know, as you have thought about this push for random lie detector tests, polygraphs, you're concerned it could create the basis for false accusations.
I think it's one thing where the inspector generals are going to be gotten rid of by the secretary. It basically means that you no longer can complain about people who might have corruption or are doing things that are illegal. This appears to me to be an administration that is running scared. The president talked about the enemy within. The enemy within is not in the military. The enemy within is not the American people. And I'll let it to the viewers to decide where the enemy within is. But it's not us, and it's not the American people.
There you go. Mm. Kind of to the point.
Yeah.
Jack, who is he talking about?
I don't know.
Man, I don't get it either.
Huh.
All right. Well, let's get into something else, a little 1984-ish stuff again.
Okay.
Mehdi Hasan actually posted this. I thought this was really interesting. He says, this is fascist intimidation. No other word for it. And what he's talking about is Kristi Noem, who is really good at this. She warned Chicago, and she said, we're here for you. And this is Cut 60. Let's listen to Kristi Noem. These are soldiers rappelling down. Yeah. This is a video they released.
Right.
I guess to instill confidence in all of American society.
Great.
And again, she says, Chicago, we're here for you. And that is the accompanying video that went with it.
Scary. Yeah. And they got the Black Hawk helicopter. They got all the guys going down the, you know,
yeah,
rappelling down the buildings.
That's right.
Oh, man.
Just amazing stuff. Yeah. It's hard to even imagine this is happening in this country right now, but it is. Speaking of Chicago and rappelling down from helicopters, ICE agents all over the place, Chicago priest Father Michael Flagger was speaking out against Trump. And this is, I just think this is a great speech that he recently gave. This is Cut 78. Let's listen.
The state of emergency is in America, not Chicago, and is birthed from this president and his administration. Dr. King said he could not raise his voice against the violence of the oppressed without having first spoken clearly to the greater purveyor of violence, his own country. And those are my words to you, Mr. Trump. Before you dare speak about any violence in Chicago, look into your mirror and address the violence coming from the White House. The violence of cutting SNAP, which will cut $2.4 million in food access, put 360,000 Illinoisans at risk by taking food off their tables. Address the violence of cutting Medicare and Medicaid by $500 million, reducing access to doctors, and threatening the closure of hospitals and nursing home facilities throughout the state of Illinois. Literally putting Americans in life and death situations.
Yeah.
Some Americans will die because of your Medicaid cuts.
That is, again, wow. Chicago priest Father Michael Flagger speaking out against Trump. That's powerful stuff. Yes. Of course, you know, you put music behind anything and it sounds incredible, doesn't it? You know, I have this quote, Pedro Campos. I'm not quite sure who he is, but I thought the quote fit. Found this in the story, too. It was, when tyranny is law, revolution is order.
Mm.
Yeah. Kind of flips the whole thing on its head, doesn't it?
Hey, let's go to the phones, John. Right. We've got Matt on the line here, 608-879-8255. Good morning, Matt.
Morning, guys. I think the enemy within is the president's bowels, because apparently he's wearing diapers all the time, leaving shit stains. It smells awful.
Yep.
He sounds like a bumbling idiot. But the militarism is really an issue. I remember after Iraq, they kept bringing back all this military hardware for our police and law enforcement to play with, and it was bound to come back and bite us in the butt,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because it's the only thing America makes of quality anymore is the weapons. So it's a big jobs program. The Pentagon wastes billions every year. We all turn our nose at it because we don't know what to do about it. Mm-hmm. It keeps certain red states afloat, you know, making missiles and ammunition.
Oh, it does, yeah.
Medley Butler, back in World War II, warned about that. You know, the military-industrial complex. We can't afford health care because we're making bombs.
Oh, mm-hmm. I know.
Right.
So, yeah, how do we get out of it, you know?
Great question.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure how we're ever going to get out of that. Yeah, it's crazy stuff.
Thank you, Matt.
All right, Matt. Wow.
Appreciate that call. Yeah.
All right. Well, Pam Bondi had a message. I you know, she is also one of those people that just scare the daylights out of me. So
she was not happy with her portrayal, by the way, on SNL.
On SNL, yeah. I wonder why. You know?
It was really funny.
Well, you know, she's pretty much a cartoon character at this point. You know, that hearing where she came up with those quips, and she was reading them off. A piece of paper. You know, when I think about it, I laugh a little bit because, you know, it's just amazing. It's so transparent and so unbelievable that she went into that hearing with little jabs at each one of the people that she wanted to, you know, jab at the time. Could have applied to anybody, right?
Right.
And she's sitting there kind of looking, and looking down and sideways
looking
at her quip that she wanted to present to these individuals who were interviewing her. She is really a case study. Anyway, one of the most frightening propagandist messages I've seen since World War II is a surreal White House video vilifying anyone opposed to fascism. Now, again, this is that fascist movement, isn't it? I guess, you know, well, we don't have time for it.
No, we don't.
but I can get the point across. The following claim... What's happening here is they're looking after individuals who might be challenging their fascism. Mm-hmm. And, of course, they're looking for anti-fascists now. And yes. that is why they're building up to that. They definitely want to make sure that they're going after everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we'll get to this next hour.
All right. We'll do that. Coming up right around the corner, we'll take a break from politics and talk to Lisa Bernard from the Dane County Humane Society next on John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
If dogs run free, why not we? Across the swooping plain. My ears hear a symphony of two mules. Trains and rain. The best is always yet to come. That's what they explain to me.
92.7 WMDX. It's John and Gordy in the Morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Serenity Pet Spa. Give your pup the spa day they deserve. Check out SerenityPetSpa.com.
All right.
Okay. Now it's time for us to check in with the Dane County Humane Society. Lisa Bernard, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Hello. Yeah.
So you have some pets that are up for adoption. Anything special going on at the Humane Society?
Before we get to the adoption process.
Yes, we've got a dog, cat, and a bunny rabbit. But yes, tell us about the Humane Society. What are you up to?
So we recently received a grant from the ASPCA's The Rescue Effect, and it's allowed us to reduce fees and waive fees for some of our animals. So right now, all month long throughout October, we've waived the adoption fees for all of our Lonely Hearts Club members. As they're getting adopted, we're adding some more to it. So got to check back, check the website, because there's a few more animals available there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good to know. All right, let's get to the first pet that's up for adoption.
It's a very visual thing. You know, you can check it out, check us out live on YouTube and Facebook, I believe.
Yes. So who do we have here?
So our first cutie is Mopsie.
Mm-hmm.
Mopsie is a one-year-old lop-eared rabbit. And she's just gorgeous. Like, her photo doesn't
Great picture.
Do her justice. She's beautiful. She's different shades of dark brown and light brown. Like, she starts out darker on her face, and then as you're going down towards the back of her neck and her chest, it's a lighter brown, and then she darkens up again. She's just gorgeous.
Yeah.
But she was surrendered to us earlier this month. Apparently, her family, one of the kids, started having allergies to her.
Oh.
So she is very curious. She's friendly. She's not a big fan of being picked up, but I think a lot of rabbits get a little nervous about that. She does enjoy when you sit on the floor with her.
Yeah.
She likes that a lot. Yep. To just hang out. And she also likes receiving gentle pets when she's feeling calm.
Yeah.
She loves to munch on her lettuce, carrots, and berries. And then she's also lived with children, a dog, and a cat, and she did very well with them.
Oh, okay.
So she's looking for a patient family who will continue to work with her. She's She needs help improving her litter box skills.
Yeah. Okay. So. Yeah. But that's Moxie. Easy. Yeah, you can get Moxie. I can't see Moxie's face, but...
it's covered up by fur.
Is it there?
It's there. It's Moxie.
Are the ears over the face? Is that what I'm looking at? Or is that a nose?
No.
I can't. I can't tell.
Well, that's why you need to go in person to the Dane County Humane Society. Check out Moxie.
You're looking at her butt. No, just kidding.
That's okay. What I thought, you know. I'm just thinking.
Right. All right, let's move along to our next pet.
Yeah, what do we got?
So then we have Whiskers. Mm-hmm. Whiskers is an adult black cat, about 9 pounds. He was transferred to us from another overcrowded Wisconsin shelter last month. When he arrived, he had some upper respiratory issues, and we determined he had an infection that needed to be taken care of.
Well, that's good.
Because he was feeling so gross and yucky, you know, he was also feeling stressed then, so we moved him to a quieter and larger space where he really continued to improve. He's now hanging out in an office. He's having fun with his office mate. He's super friendly. He likes to chase toys. And then he's very content to curl up close to you and enjoy some snuggles and pets. He's looking for a new home where he can explore and then be spoiled by his family.
Looks just like my old black cat.
Yeah.
Yipes.
He's very handsome.
Yeah.
Yipes?
Yipes. Yep.
Okay.
Yipes. That was my black cat.
Okay. This is Whiskers.
That's
okay.
A cute name.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Lisa, and finally, one more pet for adoption.
So we're going with a dog. His name is Vincent.
Oh, look at Vincent.
Yeah.
Again,
he's very handsome, too. So he's a 3-year-old gray Vizsla mix. He's about 92 pounds. He was surrendered to us also in mid-August. He can be a little nervous at first, but once he's comfortable, he's very playful and friendly. He likes to lay near people, but sometimes he forgets that he's 52 pounds and he turns into a lap dog.
Yeah, I have that problem at home.
Man. I love when they do that. It's like, yes, my weighted blanket.
I know, they still think they're a little puppy, you know, and they can do what they used to do, you know?
Yep.
Beautiful dog.
Really, he's gorgeous. Yeah. He's got energy. He likes to go for long walks. He can be a little nervous meeting other dogs, but with patience and slow introductions, he's done really well interacting with other pups. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to share his food, though.
Who does?
He feels like, I mean, I can't blame him. Right. And he's also nervous. He's also nervous, like, when you give him a high-value treat that he's going to lose that, too. So it's why we're suggesting he go to a home where he can be the only pup because he doesn't want to share.
How old is he?
He's 3.
Okay.
All right.
So he's looking for a calm and consistent environment with a patient family who's going to continue to work with him on his training and then spoil him with fun adventures.
Well, good luck finding a family like that.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Lisa, if anybody's interested in any of these 3 animals, what should they do?
They could check out our website at giveshelter.org, or they could just come in and when we're open today on Tuesdays, we're open from 2 to 7 and meet them.
Yes.
All right.
And that adoption special going through October, right?
Yes. And I should mention Whiskers and Vincent are members of the Lonely Hearts Club.
Okay.
And Vincent is a little different because he is in foster, so he could relax a little more. So you do have to make an appointment to meet him.
All right. Lisa, thank you so much. We'll be back with more of John and Gordy coming up. Talk to Jesse Christensen.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.